wisdom, especially sometimes very philosophical and very rarely applicable.
因为对于基督徒来说，关于这个智慧的一些定义，有的时候非常有哲学性，也是非常难理解。
And it's hard to pinpoint what it means to be a wise person.
你非常确切的把智慧定义成某一点，比较有难度。
And to give you a little bit of context for this verse, right before this is what I was teaching the kids, right?
给大家一些上下的文的背景，刚刚和孩子们说的就是这几节经文的前面一段。
Because it's talking about taming the tongue,
因为是说到是把舌头驯服，
affecting what you say.
让你对我们的说话有影响。
And immediately after that passage, a question is asked in verse 13.
就在那些经文之后，在十三节就问了一个问题。
Who is wise and understanding among you?
你们中间谁是有智慧、有见识的呢？
I mean, if I ask you that question right now, who would raise their hand?
如果我现在问你们这些问题的话，大家有谁愿意举手回答吗
？Of course, nobody's going to raise their hand.
应该想没有人。
我们太爱面子，right? We don't want to brag.
我们不想夸自己。
But the reality is, when we run into problems, we will always in our hearts think that we are the wisest or smartest.
但是问题是我们当遇到问题的时候，我们心里总是觉得我们自己是智慧的人。
For those of us who work,
我们在职场的
CIO goes to a meeting.
首席信息官参加一个会议。
And they talk, right?
他们持续不停地说。
But then in my heart, I'm like, why are you talking? I'm the one who does all the work.
那我心里就会在说，你为什么说这么多？其实这些事儿都是我做的。
You're not wise, I'm the wise one.
你是没有智慧的，我反而是有智慧的人。
And so for us as people, that attitude, that feeling is deeply ingrained in our hearts.
我们作为人来说，那样的感受是深深的烙在我们的心里。
I mean, Father's Day is coming up, right?
我们知道父亲节快要来了。
And for the Chinese dad, do you know what the hardest words are to say?
作为中国人的父亲，最难说的词是什么吗？
Three words.
三个词。
Huh? Oh, okay. Two greatest things. Okay, I love you is one, but second one in Chinese, 对不起。
对不起。
I have two kids now, right?
我现在有两个孩子。
And there's a four-year-old and a one-year-old.
一个四岁，一个一岁。
And so the four-year-old asks me questions all the time.
四岁的孩子总是不停地问我问题。
And even now, when I get something wrong, I find it hard to say, "Ooh, I'm sorry, Daddy got it wrong."
即使现在这样的，有的时候我犯错的时候，我发现我也很难说，哦，爸爸很抱歉，爸爸错了。
Because right now I feel like I'm the greatest person in my daughter's life.
因为现在我感觉我是我女儿的一生当中最伟大的人。
I should know everything.
我应该什么都知道。
And so I don't want to say sorry, Daddy was wrong, because she'll look at him and be like, "What do you mean you're wrong?"
我不想对我女儿说爸爸错了，因为她会反问我，哎，爸爸你哪里错了？
You're supposed to know everything.
你应该什么都知道。
And so when I interact with my children,
当我和我孩子交流的时候，
I never think to myself, "I don't know the answer."
我从来不想我自己不知道答案。
I just give them one.
我就给他们答案。
So when the question is asked, who is wise and understanding among you?
当问了这个问题，你们中间谁是有智慧、有见识的呢？
James is asking, who do you think? Do you think you are wise?
雅各其实在问，你们觉得你是智慧、有智慧的吗？
And sometimes we say, yes, I think I'm somewhat wise, somewhat intelligent.
有的时候我们会想，哎，我们是有点智慧，有点智商。
You know, I have a master's, I have a PhD, I have a good job, I'm a doctor, whatever it is.
我有硕士，我有博士，我有个好的工作，或者是其他的。
And so sometimes we may say, yeah, I think I might be wise.
有的时候我们会想，哎，我们可能是有些智慧。
And then the next verse, or next part of the verse says this.
但是下一句经文是这样说的。
By his good conduct, let him show his works.
他就当在智慧的温柔上显出他的善行来。
It says that if you say that you are wise and you are good,
就说如果你说你是有智慧有见识的，
your life must show it.
你的生命一定会显示出来。
Because words are cheap.
说话很容易。
Anybody who has applied for a job before knows this.
大家申请过工作的都可能知道这些。
Anybody who has applied for university has knows this.
申请过大学的可能也知道这些。
Your CV, your resume, your application makes you sound like a wonderful person.
你的简历，你的那个面试，可能感觉让人感觉你是个非常了不起的人。
Part of the tennis team.
网球队的成员。
Did you ever play a match against anybody? No.
你和每个人的人都打过吗？没有。
I was too bad, but at least I was part of the team, right?
我上不了场，但至少我是团队的成员。
Or you go on a job, you say, I have 10 years of experience.
那你去申请工作的时候，你说我有十年的经验。
I worked in 10 places.
我工作了有十个地方。
Sounds like it. Sounds good, right?
听起来很不错。
But the reality is, 1 year experience done 10 times.
可能是就是你一年的经历，但是做了十次。
So when the words come out, it shows one thing, but James is telling us that it is the conduct that we must show.
这个你说话的时候可能让人感觉是一件事情，但是其实是我们的行为。雅各在这里说是最重要的。
Because when you've been with someone for a long time, you realize that the way they act doesn't match to the things that they say.
当你和一个人相处很久的时候，有的时候你会感觉到他的一些行为举止和他所想的其实不太一样。
And people in church are very good at this, right?
教会里的人，有的时候这些很擅长。
In church we say thank God and praise the Lord, all glory to Him.
在教会里我们还说感谢神，荣耀赞美主，一切的荣耀都归于主。
But if you've been with someone in church long enough,
但是你在教会里和某人相处，和一些人相处时间长了
，Do their actions match the words that they say.
他们的行为和他们所说的一致吗？
The best example of something like this,
最有典型的代表案例可能是这样的
is marriage.
就是婚姻。
So before you're married, he says, I love you, you're the most beautiful girl in the world, I'll do anything for you.
在你们结婚之前，你可能说，哎，你是世界最好的、最漂亮的，我要做，为你做任何事情都可以。
And then you ask him after you're married, please do the dishes, and it takes a week.
等婚后，可能太太说让你去做洗个碗，你可能要一个星期才能去洗。
You say, can you please fix this? And it takes a month.
把这个修一修，可能需要一个月。
The actions have to match the words.
行为必须和言语相匹配。
So one of the things that James is talking about is when he says, if you say you are wise, your life must then also show that same wisdom.
雅各在这里说的，如果你真的是有智慧的人的话，你的行为一定显示出你的智慧来。
You must have a life that somebody else looks and says, "Okay, he practices what he preaches."
你的生命一定会让人有这样的感受，你的生命是和你所说的是一致的。
But for us as Christians, it actually goes even deeper than that.
但是作为我们基督徒，可能比这个还要再深一层。
Because the third part of verse 13 says this.
十三节的第三部分是这样说的
In the meekness of wisdom, or as this one says, with humility that comes from wisdom.
在智慧的温柔上
So, the difficulty of understanding wisdom is because it's so layered. It's so many layers.
就是因为就理解这个智慧是有很多的层面。
And even if you show with your actions that it matches up to your words, your intent must also be clear.
即使你的行为和你所说的是一致的，但是你的这个内心的想法，你的这个是反映出你的智慧。
Because with Christians, it doesn't just stop with your action; it also continues on into the heart.
作为基督徒，我们不仅是停在我们的行为上，更多的是连到我们的心里。
I'll give you a perfect example.
给你一个非常好的案例。
So we as Christians love to say what is right and what is wrong.
我们作为基督徒很喜欢说什么是对的，什么是错的。
And so in college, I remember there were a lot of fights about whether or not leaders can drink, 喝酒 ，right?
在大学里面，很多时候会说这个领袖们能不能喝酒。
Because some people are 21 and over, but then there's other ones who are just 17 or 18 year old.
有些人可能21岁以上的，有些人可能是十七八岁。
And so we worry and we say, Oh, okay. Let's talk about alcohol and drinking.
我们可能有的时候担心，就是我们说一起来讨论一下。
And then when we see somebody who went out to drink or went to a party, we say, "Ah, you went to drink, but you're part of the fellowship."
我们可能看到一些人去喝酒，我们说，哎，你们去喝酒去了，但是你们是也是团契的一员。
And we tell them you're a bad example to all the younger brothers and sisters who cannot drink.
但是你这样就给其他的不能喝酒的一些团契的成员们做了一个坏的榜样。
And we love to point that out. I didn't go, you went.
我们很喜欢说我没去啊，你去了。
And let's stop for a second.
我们停来想一想。
The words said are correct.
这些说的话没错。
If you're part of the fellowship leadership, you don't want to cause somebody to stumble, so therefore you abstain from alcohol.
因为你是团契的领导之一，所以你不想让其他人跌倒，所以你没有去喝酒。
And so what you say is right.
但你说的是没错的。
But a lot of times it's said so that we can just point out the flaw and say, "Ha ha, I was right, you were wrong."
但是很多时候我们之所以这样说，是因为我们想指出你是错的，我是对的。
And not for the correct intent.
不是为了有正确的意向。
It's not to build up the other person, but rather to tear them down.
不是为了见到他人，而是为了把他们打倒。
The words are still correct.
语言是没错的。
The intent is wrong.
这个意向是有错误的。
You see, it's difficult, especially for Christians, right?
作为基督徒来说，这些肯定是非常困难。
Because we like to point out what is right, what is wrong, very black and white.
我们喜欢指出对和错，非常黑白分明。
But we forget that the heart and how we do it also matters just as much.
但是我们可能忘了，就是这个指出这些事情，我们背后的心思意念也很同样的重要。
Let me ask you a question.
我来问大家一个问题。
Who did Jesus fight with the most in Scripture?
耶稣基督在圣经当中和谁战斗的最多
？Was it with, Pharisees and Sadducees.
法利赛人、撒都该人。
Now let me ask you another question, because we always make Pharisees and Sadducees very evil, right?
我们再问你另外一个问题，我们总是觉得法利赛人和撒都该人都是很邪恶的。
Let me ask you, was what the Pharisees and Sadducees teaching right or wrong?
我再问大家一个问题，法利赛人和撒都该人那些他们传讲的那些话语是对的还是错的？
It was actually right.
他们传讲的其实是对的。
Even Jesus said, "Do as they say, do not do as they do."
主耶稣自己也说过，做他们所说的，但不要说他们所做的。
Because they were trying to teach according to the scriptures that they had.
他们是想用他们所拥有的、已经有的那些经文来教导大家。
But then the question for Christians is always difficult, right?
但这个对于基督徒这些问题一直是非常有挑战。
How could the Pharisees and Sadducees read the Bible?Read the Old Testament law, yet miss Jesus.
就是这个问题，就是为什么法利赛人、撒都该人知道旧约，知道旧约里面的经文，为什么还寻找不到耶稣基督呢？
How's that possible?
这是怎么可能呢？
Because while they understood God's law, they did not understand the intent behind God's law.
因为他们虽然理解神的律法，但是他们不理解神的律法背后的那些意象。
They thought it was to make me.Better before the rest of the people of Israel.
他们想以为是这些是让我在和其他的以色列人相比可以显得更好一些。
And so when Jesus criticizes them, he doesn't criticize them and say, "You're teaching evil."
主耶稣基督在批评指责他们的时候，主耶稣基督并没有说，哎，你们这些教导是不对的。
But rather, what you do is evil and against what you teach.
因为你们做的是邪恶的，因为是你这样教导别人。
Now continues on the question, why did they do that then?
但我们再接着问这个问题，他们为什么这样做呢？
And Scripture has the answer in James.
雅各书里面有这样的回答。
Verse 14 says, "But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast and be false from the truth."
雅各书三章十四节，你们心里若怀着苦毒的嫉妒和纷争，就不可自夸，也不可说谎话，抵挡真道。
The Pharisees were worried that Jesus was taking people away from them.
法利赛人其实是担心耶稣基督把教堂里的人都带走。
They worried that they were losing power.
他们担心他们权力的丧失。
That this new person who claimed to be the Son of God came up, and all of a sudden, all of that authority went to him.
他们担心这个自称为神的神子的新人来到这里，所有的人很多人都带走了，这样他们的权力就慢慢消失了。
And they forgot that the only authority they had was really given by God.
但是他们忘了，他们那些仅有的权利其实是神赐给他们的。
And so when you see that, the heart of this jealousy and selfish ambition blinds them to what the reality is.
你可以看到，其实是他们心里的苦毒的嫉妒和纷争，让他们看不见这里面的神的意象，这到底是什么。
That they failed to see the person of Jesus Christ.
他们没有去认识到耶稣基督这个主耶稣的人和神。
You see, brothers and sisters, we have a tendency as Christians to want to be right, to be correct.
我们作为基督徒，其实心里是渴望，做正确的事情。
And the next verse, verse 15 says this, This is not the wisdom that comes from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, demonic.
雅各书下一节经文是这样说的，这样的智慧不是从上头来的。乃是属地的，属情欲的，属鬼魔的。
For where jealousy, verse 16, and selfish ambition exist, there will be disorder and every vile practice.
十六节，在何处有嫉妒纷争，就在何处有扰乱和各样的坏事。
This is not saying that what we physically say or proclaim is necessarily wrong.
这并不是说我们口里说的是一定是有错的。
But says the heart that you have when you say it is wrong.
但只是说，想表明我们说这话的时候，我们心里的心思意念是错的。
So if you are verbally correct, but your heart is wrong, it says that this is demonic and evil.
这里其实说，如果你们即使说的话是正确的，但是我们心思意念是不对的，这里面也是说是邪恶的。
So for example, we know what is right and wrong as Christians, right?
我们作为基督徒，举个例子，我们知道什么是对，什么是错。
And we like telling other people.You're wrong.
我们喜欢对别人说你说的你做的不对。
The Bible says this, and you're going against the Bible. You're wrong, and you're evil.
圣经是这样说的，你这样做是不符合圣经，所以你是错的，你是邪恶的。
But rarely do we look at the heart and say, "Why am I telling this person this?"
但是我们很少从心里问问自己，我们为什么要这样对其他人说
？Do I wish and hope that they would turn from their ways, or do I wish and hope that they would be punished for their ways?
我们是希望他能够从这里面得到 认罪悔改呢，还是希望他得到相应的惩罚？
Because this is hard.
这是非常艰难的。
Because for me, I like instant justice.
对我来说，我希望瞬时的正义。
You push me for no reason.
你无意无故冲撞我了。
You attack me for no reason.
你无意之中攻击我了。
Lightning, bam, done.Right?
立刻回去。
It would feel so good to me, instant punishment for those that I do not like.
损失的这个回应，损失的那个报应，感觉让人感觉很好。
But the problem is Christ's heart and his intent is completely opposite. Oh, Christ's heart is opposite of Albert.
耶稣基督的心思意念是和我们的心思意念可能是完完全全相反的。
Because what happens is, let's say that's me and a non-believer standing here, right?
举个例子来说，我和另外一个非信徒站在当中。
Evil person, okay person.
邪恶的人，还好的人。
And if somebody's got to die, right?
如果有人要去死的话。
I would say, oh, kill the evil person, right? Obviously.
我总会说，那显然要把这个邪恶的人干掉好了。
But Christ's heart is different. He says, okay, Albert, you're a Christian.
耶稣基督的心是不一样的，他会说 ：“Albert， 你是个基督徒。
You're already going to go to heaven.
你马上就可以上天堂。
This guy, if he dies now, no chance.
这个人如果现在就死了，他就进不了天堂。
Now, am I willing to die so that this person would have a chance?
如果我愿意为这个人有可能进天堂的机会去死吗
？Would I be willing to say, well, since I'm already going to heaven, this person still needs to know God, so let me go?So that he would have a chance.
我会问自己，为了让这个人有认识耶稣基督进天堂的机会，而我已经得知肯定可以进天堂，我会去为他去死吗
？Tough.
非常难。
Very tough.
非常非常难。
You see, brothers and sisters, when we think about wisdom, it's not only being right in what we say.
弟兄姊妹们，我们有智慧，并不是。只是我们说的是正确的。
It's not only being right in the actions that we do.
也不仅仅是我们的行为是正确的。
But also being right in how we do it and the intent within.
还有就是我们做事的方式和我们做事的这些意向，背后的意向也同样是重要。
You see, because further on in the verse, in verse 17, it says this.
我们继续往下看经文，十七节经文这样说的。
But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy, good fruits, impartial and sincere.
唯独从上头来的智慧，先是清洁，后是和平、温良、柔顺、满有怜悯、多结善果、没有偏见、没有假冒。
When you look at this, it's hard for us to look at what we do and measure up to this.
我们看到这些经文，看到这段经文，我们是非常非常难，让我们来审视自己的行为，让我们做的是好的。
Let's take sincerity, the last one, being sincere.
我们继续看是这个
Sincere, the last one in verse 17.
没有假冒。
And that word sincerity, I think, is extremely lacking within the church.
这个词在教会里面其实是非常非常的缺乏。
Let me give you an example, right?
给大家举个例子。
Who here has used the phrase, I'll pray for you?
大家这用过我会为你祷告这样话吗？说过。
Almost all of us, right?
可能所有的人都说过这样的。
So I do a lot of youth and like college and young adult work, and I speak in places.
我做一些大学和高中的年轻人的施工。
And so when we begin, my words sound very godly and Christian, right?
当我们开始说的时候，可能是非常非常像一个基督徒，非常非常非常好。
My actions show that I'm doing things for God's kingdom.
我的一些做实际的行为也是。为神的国度在做事。
But I'll tell you right now, confession time, right?
我向大家坦白，这是一个坦白的时候。
My intent does not measure up to the two.
但是我的意向其实没有那么高尚。
Let me explain to you why.
我给大家详细的解释一下。
If you tell me you're sick or you have cancer or someone's dying, and I tell you I'll pray for you, I'm going to go home and pray for you.
如果你告诉我你生病了，你是不治之症、癌症之类的，我会回去为你祷告。
Serious things, yes, I'll pray for you, brother and sister.
很严重的事情，确实我会回去为你祷告。
But if a college student asked me, "Oh, should I go to Harvard or MIT or Yale?"
但是一个高中生来问我，我去哈佛、MIT 还是耶鲁
？My actions teach me, "Hey, brother or sister, don't worry, it's in God's hands. I will pray for you."
我都会说，这个弟兄姊妹不用担心，这是在神的手里，我回去会为你祷告。
When I go home, zero praying for you.
但是我回家之后，从来不会为他们祷告。
Sincerity.
就是没有假冒。
But you know why that's difficult?
大家知道为什么这个很难吗？
Because to be wise and to be sincere requires sacrifice.
要有智慧，要有真诚，其实有很大的需要有很大的牺牲。
I learned this at a later age.
我这是很晚些时候才知道这些。
Because it happens so often with marriage.
因为在婚姻当中经常遇到这些事情。
It's like 10 o'clock at night.
晚上十点钟。
Time to go to sleep.
该睡觉的时候了。
I'm exhausted.
我非常精疲力尽。
Wife comes out of the bathroom.
太太从浴室走出来。
For some reason, at night is when they want to say the most.
不知道为什么，总是在晚上的时候，他们想讨论很多事情。
So we get into bed, and she starts telling me all these problems and issues. Oh, this happened at work. What happens with this? What about this money? Do we have enough for this? Blah, 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 and she tells me all these problems.
在这晚上这些时候，他们总是想太太总是想谈论一些工作上的事情、生活上的事情、各种各样的问题。
See, at youth group or at church, if someone tells me these problems, I say, "Oh, I'll pray for you."
在那个年轻人的团契，在教会里，人家告诉我这些问题，我会说哦，我会为你去祷告。
And I go home and don't pray.
但是我回家之后，我也不为他们祷告。
But when my wife tells me this, she tells it to me. All of a sudden, I was tired, and now my brain is completely full.
但是我太太跟我说这些的时候，我是非常非常累，我的脑子也不工作了。
All that burden is now on me.
这些担子都落在我身上。
Now she's comfortable because she just gave me all that burden, right?
她是感觉很好，因为把那些担子都交到我身上来了。
Two minutes later, poof, out, sleeping.
两分钟之后睡着了。
And it's up to me to lay there like, oh no.
哦，是我在心想，哦，怎么办呢？
Do we have enough money?
我们有很多钱吗？
Are we going to die?
我们会死吗？
Uh-oh, what's the economy like?
看这个时间怎么回事？
And then I take on all of that burden.
我把这些担子都担在压在自己心里。
And so then eventually it gets to a point where I can't sleep, she's sleeping. I'm like, God, I have to pray about this.
到最后就是他睡得很熟，我睡不着，我必须得为这事祷告。
And so then I pray to God, God, please help us, blah, 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 I go on and on and on.
那我就开始祷告，主啊，请帮助我们，就这样祷告下去。
What is the difference between my conversation with my wife and praying for it versus somebody else in church?
对于我太太一些祷告事项和在教会的一些祷告事项，这些有什么不同呢？
Because sincerity requires me to take on burden.
这个真诚需要我为这个事情有负担。
And if I take on burden, then I will pray to God.
如果对这个事情有负担，我会为这个事向神祷告。
If I don't take on that burden, I don't care. I'm going to forget to pray.
如果我没有负担，我会忘记，我们也不会去祷告。
And so when we say things, we have to realize that truly being wise means that there is sacrifice involved.
当我们真正的是有智慧的话，我们当意识到我们说的时候，我们心里是真正的是。
That when we gauge our own hearts as to whether or not we are saying the wise thing, we also have to realize.That with that comes a price.
我们想明白的是，让我们心里真的是想说一些有智慧的话，做有智慧的事情，是需要一些牺牲的。
You cannot be wise according to Scripture if you are not first pure, peaceful, gentle, open to reason, verse 17, full of mercy, good fruits, and impartial, sincere.
如果没有从上上来的智慧，清洁、和平、柔顺、怜悯，你其实很难有圣经里面所说的智慧。
And you cannot have those things when you're imparting wisdom if you do not love the person that you're speaking to.
如果你和你说话的对你说话的你真的没有爱心的话，你也很难对他有智慧。
And so when you think about yourself in church, do you really love those around you?
思考一下，你自己在教会周边的那些人，你是真正的爱他们吗？
That when you give somebody advice, do you actually care?Or do you just say it because you want to think that you are wise?
你举出一些其他的那些问题，和他们说话的时候，你真正的是关心他们，还只是想表现你自己是正确的，别人是错的？
And that is a question we all have to ask ourselves in the church.
那样的问题是我们每个在教会里面都应该问问自己的问题。
And it's apparent there are people who sacrifice themselves over and over and over for people within the church.
作为一个父母，很多人在教会里确实是为了很多其他人做了很多各种各样的牺牲。
And there are those who will say a lot of things, but will not have action.
但是也有很多人在说很多事情，但其实没有做很多。
And then there are people who will have action on Sunday, and not for the rest of the week.
但有些人在主日会有一些行动，但其他的日子没有太多的行动。
So when we talk about wisdom, it's not just a single layer.
所以我们在谈论智慧的时候，不仅是一层的。
It's not just saying I am wise. I read the Bible. Let me tell you what is right and wrong.
这不仅仅是说，我有智慧，我读圣经，我能告诉你什么是错对的，什么是错的。
It's also not how much do I serve. What do I do in church?
也不是我在教会里做了什么，做了很多各种各样的事工。
It has to do with why do I do these things.
必须是和我为什么做这些事相关。
Do I love God?
我爱神吗？
Do I love his people?
我爱神的家人吗？
What am I willing to sacrifice for God's people?
为了神的家人，我愿意去做出什么样的牺牲呢？
You see, this passage is difficult.
大家来看，这段经文确实是非常难。
Difficult because it is easy to call ourselves wise.
因为难，之所以难，是因为很容易说我们自己有智慧。
And it gets even more difficult when people look at your life over a long period of time.
但是让人们看我们的一生中更长的时间的生命的时候，会变得越来越难。
And even more difficult because we have to confront our own hearts.
当我们审视自己的心思意念的时候，就会变得越来越难。
Do we have bitter jealousy or selfish ambition?
我们有苦毒，我们有自义吗？
And then.That determines whether or not we are truly wise.
这样之后，我们真正的做了那些审视之后，才知道是不是自己的内心。
See, one of the interesting things about doing youth group, then college, and then young adult.
在年轻人和大学里面做一些年轻的团契。
It's because you actually see kids literally grow up.
对我的一个好处就是看到年轻人慢慢慢慢的成长。
They come in when they're like sixth, seventh grade.
在六七年级的时候，他们来到教会。
And they leave and go off and do their own thing when they're 20 something.
他们二十多岁的时候离开，出去做他们自己的事。
And one of the things that I realized is that I have very little impact on these kids.
我意识到的一件事情是我对这些孩子其实有 很少的影响。
I teach them stuff, I become their friend, we talk about the Bible, on and on.
我教他们一些事情 我带他们 读经我们讨论一些事情、类似。
More often than not, do you know who that child becomes?
经常通常更多的时候是 你也不知道那个孩子最后变成什么样。
They become their parents.
他和其实是和他的父母是一样。
Either their mother or their father, spitting image and personality.
或者是像他爸爸或者像他妈妈和他们的人格人性 很相似。
And when you think about that, then you think about Christians, right?
你看看他们再看看基督徒。
If we follow Christ and we actually see Christ, we will become more like Christ.
如果我们真正的看见认识耶稣，跟随耶稣，我们也会慢慢的成为耶稣基督的样式。
But kids become their parents because they see the difference in all the stages.
孩子成为他们的父母，是因为他们在父母的不同的生命当中看到是什么样子。
They hear what their parents say in church.
他们看到他们父母在教会里所说的。
They see how their parents live at home.
他们也看到他们父母在家里是什么样生活的。
And a lot of times they catch even the heart because the parents will say things.
他们有的时候也会真正的听到父母的心思意念，因为他们父母会说一些事情。
And that then becomes a pathway for their life.
但这样也就成为他们孩子自己以后的一生的路径。
See, there's an interesting thing about me that a lot of well other people find very interesting about me.
外面的人可能看我有一些很有趣的经历。
Because I don't actually drink, and I've never drank before, so they're like, "Whoa, you're like whatever age I am, and you've never drank before?"
因为我不喝酒，从来不喝酒，他们会看我，哦，你这么大年纪好像从来没喝过酒。
And they always ask me, "Is it religious? Is it by choice? What drives you not to touch alcohol?"
他们总会问我为什么不去喝酒呢？是因为宗教吗？是因为习惯吗？还是因为你自己选择
？And I used to give some silly spiritual answer, right?
我曾经就是给他一些这些好玩的这个一些宗教的原因。
Oh, like I don't want to stray too close to sinning against God, blah 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 blah, all sorts of nonsense.
就是一些胡言乱语，就是我不想远离神做的很偏激的事情。
But the reality is because when I grew up, nobody drank.
但是事实是真相是这样，当我长大的时候，没有人喝酒。
My dad raised me.
我父亲把我养大。
He never drank.
他从不喝酒。
None of his friends drank.
他的朋友都不喝酒。
He didn't go out to parties.
他也不去参加party.
My mom doesn't drink.
我妈也不喝酒。
She stayed at home and raised us, and she still doesn't drink.
他待在家里把我们养大，但从来不喝酒。
And then naturally, we didn't drink.
这样很自然的，我们也不喝酒。
The life carries over whether or not you know it.
生命就这样延续下来，不管你知道不知道。
And it's not because it's some great holy thing, because I think drinking is perfectly acceptable.
这并不是说这个是因为很神圣的事情，因为我不觉得喝酒是很糟糕的事情。
But the reality is.Kids will see what their parents do.
但是现实是，真实情况是，孩子们会看到他父母所做的。
People always ask my parents, right? My dad, like specifically, like, oh, like, how did you get Albert to like start doing more stuff at church, and why is he speaking and doing youth group and blah 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 all these things.
很多人总是问我父母，尤其是我爸，你怎么会让 Albert 去在教会里有各样的服事，带年轻人等等这些事情。
And if this was regular career path, right?
这是一个很正常的一个职业生涯的话。
Then you can say like, oh, every day I made him study, and then he had to pass the exams, and he applied to a good school, and blah 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 to become a doctor or whatever it is.
如果是个正常的职业生涯的话，父亲可能会说，哎，这是我每天让他做功课，每天让他学习，每天让他考试等等，这样就有一个好的职业。
But for me, it's because I eventually became what I saw.
对我来说，其实我最终的就成为我看见的。
If he carries around his Bible every day, I'm not going to be as good, but I'll be decent.
我可能没他那么好，但是我也还 OK。
If he's praying every day,
如果他每天都祷告的话，
I may not pray at 4 a.m. like him, but I'll pray more often.
我可能不会像他那样每天四点钟都祷告，但是早晨四点钟祷告，但也可能会祷告的更多一些。
If he brings me from a very young age to every Bible study and speaking from when I was very young,
如果每次做我小的时候都带我去参加这个圣经学习的话，
then eventually I will become like that too.
最终我也会成为那个样式。
You see, because wisdom from above, according to Scripture,
从天上来的智慧，经文这样说，
begins with that conduct.
开始是由行为导致的。
Then continues on into the heart.
但是继续的会深入到我们的心里。
And that heart then drives the final result in verse 18.
但是这个心会导致最后的结果。
So in verse 18 it says, peacemakers who sow in peace reap a harvest of righteousness.
就是18节所说的，并且使人和平的，是用和平所栽种的义果。
That if you live and speak wisely, there will be harvest of righteousness in the end.
如果你有这样的生命，能够这样活着的话，一定会结相应的义果。
So, the difficulty is how does this work practically, right?
所以有挑战的问题就是这些在现实生活中怎么去做呢？怎么去实践呢？
Like it all sounds good on paper and in the Bible.
这些书面上、圣经里面都说得很好。
But what are we supposed to do?
那我们应该怎么做呢？
And the first actually goes all the way back to why this passage is here.
这样回答这样的问题，首先我们要看为什么这段经文是放在这里。
Beginning of chapter 3, what does it talk about?
第三章开始的时候，他说了些什么呢？
Taming the tongue.
驯服我们的舌头。
If you control the tongue, and then you live according to what you say, then the pathway will change.
如果你们能够控制我们的舌头，然后我们也像一样的生活，我们就会。
And what's interesting is that the tongue will many times speak what is in the heart.
有趣的是，我们舌头所说的，其实我们心里所想的。
Oh, so then your heart has to be more like Christ.
所以我们的心要更像耶稣基督的心。
You have to learn to love.
我们要去学会怎样去爱。
With grace and mercy.
有怜悯，有恩慈。
Have the fruit of the Spirit.
有这个圣灵的带领。
Be peaceable.
有和平。
Gentle.
温柔。
Open to reason.
愿意去。
And so then the heart then changes why you do the things that you do.
这样你在你做你这些事情的时候，你的心会慢慢的得到改变。
And only at that point can we sit there and say, I have wisdom from above.
只有你做的这些到那个样子的时候，你才会说我有来自天上的智慧。
Then the words that we say will actually matter.
这样我们说出来的话才更有生命力。
With that, let me pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Dear God, we want to thank you for today.
主啊，我们为今天的时间感谢你。
We pray, Lord, that you would give us your wisdom, for we lack it.
主啊，求你赐给我们所缺乏的来自你的智慧。
So often we do things just for ourselves.
很多时候我们做事其实是为了自己。
But we pray that you would help us to have a heart for those around us.
主啊，求你赐给我们有颗心，为了我们周边所有的人。
We pray that you would strengthen this congregation.
主啊，求你加添力量给这个教会。
May their words, their actions, and their intent all line up to you.
求他们，求你赐给他们的言语、行为、心思、意念都是一致的。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.